Fighters, hey, listen, I have a quick ask for you, and that's this. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have an episode damn near every day of the week, and I would love a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. You know, I know that's not always easy, but you click a couple buttons, you go there, and just type in a couple words of what this show has helped you with, the value that it's brought to you. Like Taylor here, Valleyscape Taylor shared, I recently listened to episode 474. That morning, I had to have a tough conversation with an employee I really liked and cared about. I listened to this episode on my way to the meeting by chance, and it really helped me to approach this situation differently than my instinct was to approach it. That episode was one of the best I've ever heard. The emotions involved and the experiences shared really helped me see things from someone else's point of view. So first, I want to say thank you to Valleyscape Taylor. Appreciate you leaving that review. It means a lot. And listen, if this show is helping you in any way, shape, or form, it's added value to you, help you see something different, make more money, whatever it might be, please give us a review and tell that story. Give us a shout out there, because the more contractors that get this show in their ears, the better the industry gets for everybody. So anyway, that's my ask. Appreciate you guys, and let's get rocking here. Happy Monday, my fighting friends of the fight. Boy, I said a variation of the word fight many, many times there, didn't I? Anyway, it's like three times. It ain't that many. So listen, today I want to share a little bit of a realization that I personally made with, you know, just what we're doing to grow our business here in the contractor fight. And maybe you can take something that I share here in the next couple minutes and apply it to your own business as well, and it will help you. And I've actually shared this with a couple people just kind of off the air, my realization, and it was super helpful to them. So I just thought I would share it here with you guys. So I want you to think back to when you first started your business. You know, let's go back to the beginning, just the energy that you had and the gratitude that you had, the positivity, the optimism, the value you brought, the way you would bend over backwards for people. And listen, I know that pretty much every single one of us still does that as far as bending over backwards and stuff, but I'm talking like the energy and the gratitude and those types of things, just like you just couldn't wait to get out of bed and have your feet hit the ground when you started your new business. And guys, it was no different for me when I started the contractor fight. I've had a lot of success in other things, and I was so fired up to add value and help people here in the fight. And what I did was I turned on a microphone, just like I am now. I started the podcast. We're well over 500 episodes now. I think when you combine some other episodes, when we used to have our sales training podcast and stuff, that combined were like over 700 episodes that I've done. Not to mention hundreds of videos and social media posts and blog posts and articles and webinars that, you know, we did for training and things like that. So you get the point. When I hit record and turned on the microphone, I just told you what was going on. I told you about my experiences. I told you how I had a customer call me Christmas morning and bitch me out for his stain color. And what's worse than getting a phone call on Christmas morning from a pissed off customer is that you would actually answer it. That's how stupid I was. I've shared stories about driving down the road and a customer that had given me, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 worth of interior paint work in her home over the last couple of years. I drive by and I see my biggest competitor painting. And I shared the lesson I learned from that. And guys, what I was doing and what I think we do well here in the fight is we just tell stories. And those stories resonate. And that's why we're the top show in the world for contractors. I mean, it's crazy just how much it's grown and how much content we put out. When I look at what it's rooted in, it's really rooted in just sharing our experiences and our stories, mine and this and that. So what does this have to do with you and today? Well, we're growing at a rate in the fight that everybody in the company is feeling a little bit of pressure. And it's a pressure to step up to the plate and get better and not be satisfied with our growth and our success to this point. It's not a pressure like things are bad and, oh my God, we got to, you know, fix anything. So it's not that at all. And those of you that are growing your companies and have a lot of success, you know what I talk about. Like you get to a point where you're like, man, if I don't create some pressure here for all of us to grow and get better and develop ourselves, then I need to put a little pressure on myself and the team to step it up and go to a next level so that we're not, what's the word, wooed or seduced by mediocrity and our own success and all that other bullshit. So hopefully that makes sense. Well, anyway, long story short, like, Jesus, Tom, get to the point. I recently had a realization that I had been in this pressure I was putting on, getting away from what got us here in the beginning. And that was really sharing our experiences and this and that, and in particular in our sales team. And so I had to kind of own my crap. I owned it just a few minutes before I hit record here tonight with Dan, who's also here in the fight, and he's our sales manager and stuff. And we talked, and I'm like, dude, what I realized is I'm trying to implement processes and systems as our sales team grows that are not even remotely close to the things and the activities and the actions and the focus that got us to where we are now. And I hope this makes sense. This is a Monday Mojo that you're supposed to be short. So I'm really trying not to over-explain things. So hopefully you get the point. So my realization was I needed to get back to the beginning. I needed to go back to the beginning. I need to spend time with the team, teaching them what I know about telling my story and telling our story and telling their story and what that really means and how to be real with people and how to be relevant with people. And that is the greatest sales tool that there is for our company. All right. And listen, I make no apology. We want to sell things. We want to sell our programs. We want to sell our swag. We want to sell our events. But we never, ever, ever want to sell stuff to somebody that truly doesn't need it or wants it and is totally into it. In fact, I believe if I'm doing my job right, I will never have to quote unquote sell somebody. In fact, most of the sales for you guys, how does this relate? If the way you tell stories in your marketing and what your website looks like and your social media posts and the videos that you do and the way that your appearance is with your vehicles and your people and their uniforms, guys, all these things tell a story. And so if you're properly telling a story, the right story, customers already know they're going to hire you guys before they get on the phone with you. They're really just getting on the phone because it's a formality at this point. And I know there's more to this, but I'm just trying to fast track, like I said, and not be, you know, dragging this on forever. So what I decided to do about it for us in the fight is we haven't had the meeting yet. I just talked to Dan, our sales manager today, who's also here in the podcast that you guys know. And next week in our sales meeting, I'm going to bring us back to the basics. That's what I'm going to do about it. And that message to them is be you, share your experience, tell your story, imitate what I've done for years, and let's not play a game and try to put some rules into place here in our sales department that really we have no business doing, because that's not who we want to be. We want to be the type of people that always come back to our mission here of the fight, which is to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. And we know that people are in all different spots in their journey of growing their business. There's some people that's why we put out all the free content that we do, you guys. And I really hope that you're getting this message and putting something towards what you're hearing here towards your business in some way. I think you will if you really think about it. But I know that the new guy listening to this, who was maybe laid off or he just decided to go off on his own, he's in a totally different spot than the guy that's got a $5 million company. And some people, they're okay playing the long game, combing through the free content, reading my book and watching our videos and listening to the podcast and just kind of going at their own pace and being part of a free Facebook group or whatever. And that's totally cool. Then there's other people that just want to move faster. They're a little more aggressive and they're like, man, I'm going to pay for access to things and this and that. So my whole point here is it's not up to us to quote unquote sell anybody. It's up to us to share our story and to share the success stories of others and share our struggles as well. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm modeling this for you right now about, you know, how I've realized that as a leader of this organization, I've kind of dropped the ball recently and took my eye off the basics of the shit that got us here to begin with. All right. And so maybe for you, it's doing a video or a picture of you standing out front of your vendor's office or shop and going, man, I really dropped the ball in this project. We're starting a project tomorrow. And I realized I dropped the ball and didn't order blah, blah, blah. And I just want to give props to ABC material supplier, vendor, whatever it is, for coming through for me and bailing me out. And this is why it's so important to have a great network of great companies and partners that you work with. Like, that's an example of telling your story. All right. So we can go forever on this. Knowing me, I'll probably talk about this more in the future as I'm learning and growing and those things. But I appreciate you guys listening to the fight here today, share this with another contractor, give us a rating, a review. We love them, guys. The more reviews we get, the algorithm puts in front of other contractors, and the more contractors that learn to level up their skills and charge the right prices and sell better and market better and lead better, it's good for everybody in the trade. So do us a solid, give us a rating and a review, and share this with another contractor. And with that, I'm out.